Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, March 26, 2024, 9:07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined in the studio by San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Doing great. Yeah. I'm glad I'm not in traffic in Baltimore, Maryland today.
Yeah.
You see that bridge collapsed and
no.
on the interstate and anyway.
Wow.
Terrible tragedy, and it's going to impact that area for a long time. But.
Wow. That's wild. Well, yeah, there's usually not a lot of traffic in the Red Rock area. You have to,
or big bridges.
Yeah.
We got a few.
There's a few. Yeah, but yeah, that's pretty wild. Again, we've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at news, including the latest out of the San Juan School Board, San Juan School District School Board meeting today, and what's been termed as an emergency meeting. I think that's the technical term. It's an unscheduled meeting.
It's a special meeting.
Special meeting.
It was their updated verbiage for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a big meeting, regardless.
It is a big meeting. Of course, the San Juan School District is in process of building a new elementary school in Blanding, but that may not be at the proposed location on 800 North and 100 West, as members of the school board passed a motion at their previous school board meeting to direct school district administration to evaluate the possibility of moving the location of the new school. Again, this new school was planned and site chosen last June, all as part of prepping the school to be shovel ready to apply for a state grant. The district did receive that grant of $20 million, just as the state has recommended now moving that grant to a loan system. So $20 million to go towards that new Blanding Elementary School. But some concerns raised by some citizens about the location has made it so that they've got a special meeting today. Again, on their agenda for this special meeting, a discussion about the Blanding Elementary School location. They'll receive a presentation on the school board's request to evaluate the possibility of moving the location of the Blanding Elementary School. They've got the possibility of a closed session to a purchase, exchange, or lease property. And then they also have one action item about the BES project. So they're going to receive some information, consider it. The site may move, maybe won't, they'll receive that information, and board may make a decision today.
Yeah, that meeting starts at 4 o'clock. They'll have their discussion. They'll accept public comment, as they do in all open meetings, and then possibly go into closed session to discuss purchase of property. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yep. Yeah, it will be, again, a request from the district administration and or from the school board for the district administration, and there's evaluation going on and an opportunity for those elected officials to consider those options and maybe change something. We'll be interested to see that as it develops later today. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. News out of the Dolores area, where the San Juan National Forest Dolores Rangers District has announced that access to McPhee Reservoir for motorized boating is planning to open on April 15th. Tentatively will be 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the main McPhee boat ramp, again starting April 15th. That's some news for folks looking to recreate there out on McPhee. It's going to be coming up here in less than a month. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more news and items. Stick with us here listening to the Morning Show right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Did you know a nuclear power plant needs just 2.2 pounds of uranium to produce as much energy as 3 million pounds of coal? Energy Fuels White Mesa Mill in Blanding is becoming America's hub for a clean and reliable energy future. They're revolutionizing the way we power our world by harnessing the incredible energy contained in naturally occurring uranium to fuel clean, carbon-free nuclear power. Visit EnergyFuels.com to see how they're energizing tomorrow.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country and Moab Heat and Cool. Your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on. So take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Eastern Jeep Safari is back, and that means so is MetalClick's Corner Travel Index Suspension Testing Trailer. Located next to Taco Time and Wicked Brew Coffee, MetalClick's free service tests the true capability of your Jeep suspension. Safe and fun to use, you've never seen your Jeep twisted like this before. Open Tuesday through Friday, see if you've got flex, or just come by for your free, yes free, commemorative t-shirt and check out MetalClick's full line of technology-driven, game-changing products for your Jeep or Ram truck. MetalClick, it's your Jeep, only better. Learn more at MetalClick.com.
A big welcome from all the folks at the Moab CarQuest Auto Parts to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. While you're here, there'll be lots of fun and lots of chances for things to break. If you're in the market for some vehicle TLC, come see Clark at CarQuest Auto Parts. He's got almost 50 years of automotive expertise and the experience to solve any of your off-road problems. CarQuest is backed by Advance Auto Parts, the largest distribution network in the industry. The Moab CarQuest Auto Parts. Locally owned, community driven.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Tuesday, March 26, 2024, 9:15 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in the Red Rock studio. Hey, information from Empire Electric Association. They said they've been made aware of an individual posing as an employee of Empire Electric that's been active in the area. Empire Electric wants folks to know they don't engage in door-to-door sales and they don't hire or endorse those that do. They say the only time an Empire Electric Association employee would need to enter your home would be for a scheduled energy assessment by energy management advisor. They say that all Empire Electric employees carry a co-op photo ID and crews drive trucks, of course, with the Empire Electric logos on the side. They say if someone claims to be an employee and cannot produce a co-op photo ID, to close the door and call law enforcement and Empire Electric. They share those thanks for their customers, say that they won't take offense if you ask for an ID, as they want to keep folks safe. So kind of an interesting story there. Heard one person share on social media that they were approached in Areola, Colorado. So kind of an interesting thing there, and a good reminder that Empire Electric employees have a co-op photo ID, and they have they drive those trucks with the logo on the side. So possibility of some people posing as working for Empire Electric. And again, yeah, just good info to know. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area, including an event going on tomorrow in Moab, Bill.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Moab. Of course, it's the big Easter Jeep Safari. Our morning show is brought to you by Metal Cloak this week. Don't miss their big display next to Taco Bell, and then they're moving out to the Spanish Trail Arena. You know, give your Jeep a workout. There's also another event tomorrow. The local chapter of the Utah Friends of Paleontology will present Big City Dinosaurs tomorrow, Wednesday, March 27th. Speaker Susan Bednarisk, We'll explain how T-Rex and friends made the trip from our backyard to the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. She worked as a fossil explainer in the paleontology wing at that museum for 27 years. It's free. It's tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Grand Center in Moab. So there's a lot going on in Moab next week. And when you get off this week, yeah, it started on Saturday. It's going through next Sunday. One thing that you can do when you're out there, when you get off the trail this week, got to stop by the Best Stop Block, 62 West Center Street in Moab. Stop in from 4:30 to 8:30 to meet the team from Best Stop, Baja Designs, Tuffy Products, Spod, and PRP. They have tons of new products and giveaways. And Best Stop is even installing the top-selling Sunrider, the soft top for your hard top. Anyway, Best Stop Block between Pasta J's and Spitfire on Center Street in Moab.
Very good. A lot going on in Moab this week. We've got a lot of other news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. Kind of a bizarre story out of Cortez, where Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal reporting on this of a man accused of attacking two women near Kemper Elementary School. This happened in the evening on March 18th as police officers responded to the area where a man and two women were in a conflict. The women reported that they were walking along the street when a man asked either of the women if their name was Marty. Both responded they were not named Marty and didn't know anyone by that name, with the man kept accusing the women of being named Marty, according to police. When the woman asked the man to leave them alone, he allegedly grabbed one of them by her coat and pulled him close to her, leaving no space between her face. They said that the man started then hitting the woman, and the woman, fearful for her life, pulled out her handgun and tried to warn the man that she would shoot him if he didn't stop. He continued to hit the woman, and the man then allegedly told the woman that he had a firearm in his backpack. At that time, the woman fired, one of the women fired her weapon, according to police. The man gave a different story. He said that he was walking down the road when a random woman grabbed his backpack and began attacking him. He says as the woman attacked him, she pulled out a handgun and struck him in the head twice and shot at his head. So with information from the incident, officials were able to arrest the man, and he has a court date in April. But kind of a bizarre story there in Cortez near Kemper Elementary.
Wow, that is a bizarre story. Hope they get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, yeah. Again, with the evidence, you know, it seems like officials were felt good about making an arrest of this man, but really bizarre thing there in Cortez. And like you say, hope they get to the bottom of it. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
There are funeral services for Dottie Irene Erb, age 94 of Moab, beginning at 11 a.m. on Friday at the First Baptist Church in Moab. There'll be a viewing at the church from 10 to 11. Celebration of Life services for Davina K. Branson, age 67 of Cortez, will be held on Saturday, March 30th from 11 to 2 at Ertel Memorial Chapel. And services for Barbara Hall Pearson begin at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 6th at the Monticello Cemetery. Barbara, age 79 of Monticello, passed away on March 5th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-0233. 1958, brought to you by Rawhide Auctions. Right, I'm in
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, March 26, 2024, 9:26 a.m. on this Tuesday morning.
Can't believe it, but it was 41 years ago today that Billie Jean by Michael Jackson was the number one song in the land. It's the second single from the studio album Thriller. Jackson said that Billie Jean is based on groupies he and his brothers encountered while they performed as the Jackson 5. I guess initially there was a bit of a controversy. MTV refused to air the video for Billie Jean. I didn't know if it fit into their rock-centered network. That was rather upsetting to the record executives who released it and had, you know, the biggest selling album of all time on their hands. But I didn't realize that. But Billie Jean did not show up on MTV until just the sheer volume of demands for it had it played. The Israel-Egypt peace treaty was signed on this day in 1979. That's 45 years ago. Even though through the current horrors in the Gaza Strip, which share a border between Israel and Egypt, that still is a peace treaty that's still in effect. On this day in 2000, an intelligence officer by the name of Vladimir Putin was elected president of Russia. Isn't that crazy? 24 years ago today, apparently there's no concept of term limits in Russia. Today's National Spinach Day. I always wondered if Popeye was paid by the Spinach Association. Of course, the cartoon Popeye was very clear that if you wanted to be strong like Popeye, you had to eat lots of spinach. One of the big coups of my young life was when I thought I'd convinced the lunch ladies at Monticello Elementary School that I literally was allergic to spinach, and so I couldn't eat spinach at school lunch.
Yeah.
I thought I pulled it off, but in retrospect, I don't know if I fooled them.
Huh. Well, it's just too bad, because you are allergic to spinach. You have a terrible reaction. And
well, I convinced my kids if I didn't convince the lunch ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know if I'm allergic to spinach.
You don't know if you're allergic to spinach, yeah.
No, my wife sneaks spinach into stuff quite often, and in retrospect, she'll tell me that spinach was in that quiche or spinach was in that spaghetti or whatever. So I guess my iron content is being surreptitiously increased by my wife.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Shout out to Linda Boyle.
Hey, it's Live Long and Prosper Day to mark the birthday of Star Trek actor Leonard Nimoy, who played Spock, of course. He developed it as a slogan. He came up with that as the actor, Live Long and Prosper. And then developed the sign of the Vulcan people. Of course, Spock was half human and half Vulcan. So he bridged the gap between those two races.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you spread your fingers between the middle and ring finger. That's the Vulcan sign for live long and prosper. Of course, Leonard Nimoy passed away in 2015. A lot of birthdays today. Big day for birthdays in the classic hits world. Diana Ross is celebrating a birthday today. She was named Female Entertainer of the Century by Billboard magazine back in 1976. And Steven Tyler, lead singer for Aerosmith. Guess how old Steven Tyler is today, David? 76 years old today.
Wow.
Of all of his nicknames, the one I prefer is the Demon of Screamin'.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Actress Keira Knightley is 39 years old today. And Jennifer Grey, who was in Ferris Bueller and Dirty Dancing, among others, is 64 years old today. Comedian Martin Short is 74 today. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was born on this day in 1930. She passed away last year. What a great legal mind from Arizona and the first female on the U.S. Supreme Court. Local birthdays today for Peggy Purcell, Kara Boyd, Scott Mitchell, Scott Watson, Sheldon Spotted Elk, Kurt Redd, Veronica Spigner, Sean Mulligan, and Matt Atwood. That's a good list of birthdays today. Mm-hmm. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. And again, happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope you have a nice birthday. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's part of the morning show. We've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports here on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist and an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomon role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. Right next door to Walker's True Value.
Tucked away in the heart of Moab, Utah, your little slice of quilting heaven awaits. With over 1,300 bolts of fabric, Canyonland Quilts is every quilter's dream come true. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, our store is the place to be for all your quilting needs. Don't miss out. Drop by and let your creativity soar. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Moab Business Park and 24/7 at CanyonlandQuilts.com. See you soon and happy quilting.
Advanced Air, Moab's full-service heating and air conditioning contractor since 2010, is excited to offer Red Rock 92 listeners an exciting deal. Right now, for just $94.95, Advanced Air will tune up your furnace. In the spring, you'll get an AC tune-up for free. Advanced Air installs and services all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment with factory-trained technicians. Call 435-260-7637 today. Advanced Air of Moab, integrity you can count on.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. The San Juan baseball team beat Grand County yesterday 8-6 in Moab. The Broncos improved to 7-4 on the season with the win. They also moved to 3-0 in region play and took the lead in the 2A East. Grand County dropped to 8-5 on the year and 3-1 in region play. Today, Monticello gets back on the diamond with a trip to Dolores for a local showdown. Dolores is fielding a JV team this season by rule after 5 years away from baseball. The Dove Creek baseball team is hosting Shiprock today. On the softball field, Monticello is on the road for a region doubleheader with Duchesne. In boys soccer, San Juan is hosting Beaver. And the Montezuma Cortez girls soccer team is hosting Ridgeway. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Tuesday, March 26, 2024, 9:42 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Well, the University of Utah women's basketball team was defeated yesterday in the round of 32, by Gonzaga 77-66 in a 5-4 matchup in that bracket. So University of Utah eliminated, just one regional team remains in the women's side of the NCAA bracket. That's the Colorado Buffs. They have a tough challenge, though. They face Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes later on this week. Best of luck to the Buffs there on Friday. We'll, of course, be reporting on that as it moves forward. Taking a look at NBA teams, last night the Phoenix Suns defeated by the San Antonio Spurs, 104-102. Denver Nuggets beating the Memphis Grizzlies, 128-103. And the Utah Jazz falling to the Dallas Mavericks, 115-105. Of course, all three teams are now off tonight, so no regional sports happening tonight. Again, of course, we'll have college basketball coming up this weekend. Now we have a couple men's teams remaining, including the Arizona Wildcats still fighting in the tournament. Actually, they may be they're the last team remaining on the men's side. So anyways, we'll follow them as that develops. But that's going to do it for the Regional Sports Report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, as always. And we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.